This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of peaceful protesters gathered near the White House today on the 10th day of demonstrations against racism and police brutality spawned by the death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Many in the crowd walked slowly along the newly named Black Lives Matter Plaza, a short distance from the White House. Early in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that as a result of peaceful protests on Saturday, he had ordered the National Guard to start withdrawing 5,000 troops from Washington that had been called to the city to quell violent demonstrations that erupted a week ago. More than 10,000 people protested peacefully in Washington Saturday. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said no protesters were arrested Saturday, but speaking with Fox News Sunday, she attacked Trump and his administration for flooding the city with federal police and National Guard troops in the last week to quell protests that at times had become violent. She said what we saw last week was basically an invasion of our city. And that was a quote again from Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. The demonstrations demanding racial justice and systemic policing reforms erupted across America and have continued daily after George Floyd, a 46-year-old man, died May 25th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd gasped that he could not breathe. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder in the case, while three other officers who did not intervene have been charged with aiding and abetting the killing. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has justified the use of force to clear Lafayette Park across the street from the White House. The incident came last Monday evening as protesters just ahead of President Donald Trump walking through the park for a chance to stand in